Hey guys, it's Abby. I am on vacation this week, but I'm currently at the Timberline Lodge, which is about 6,000 feet above sea level. And I am looking at Mount Hood, sipping on a Trillium, which is a cocktail named after the lake I went kayaking on this afternoon. It's using a Wild Roots Huckleberry vodka that's from a local distillery here in the Portland, Oregon area. You're listening to an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite featuring producer Dory. Don't worry, she's going to take good care of you.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
There, Abby. Way to make us all so jealous right off the bat.
No, she really put me on that mountain somewhere.
Only problem with that is you're afraid of heights, so you would not look down if you were indeed on that mountain.
But a cocktail would make it so much better.
I'm producer Dory here. I am joined by two of my favorite people in the building. Mr. Rennie Knott.
Wow.
And Miss Allie.
I love that.
I can't believe I made the list.
We love Dory. And just a tidbit for those who don't know, Dory used to work on the morning show with us, and we miss her dearly.
Oh, yes. I miss you guys too. I get my little fill, a little small bite.
Look at you.
Every week.
Look at you. There was a while there, though, where I wasn't speaking to you. I missed her so much, and I go, now that she's here, she's just breaking my heart every time I see her. But
when you say a little while, it was probably like 5 minutes.
I made it that long?
You made it that long. Well, thank you guys for joining me this week.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this week's episode, canned cocktails. Have you guys had any of our recent ones yet?
Okay, so tell me what a canned cocktail is.
Oh, my gosh.
A cocktail in a can?
Yeah, I know. That's what you assume.
I think it's all in the wording there. Right?
No, but I'm just wondering, like, is there more past what it sounds like?
That's pretty much it, but it's like a convenience of those tasty $12 cocktails that you could get at a bar, but just in a can version so you can take it to the park on a float trip.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Out to a picnic.
You don't know about these. Now you do.
Now I know.
There goes the budget. My wife drinks the seltzer ones, and I don't know if that's considered a canned cocktail.
Sort of.
She drinks those. I'm not a cocktail guy. Okay, so I basically drink two things, whiskey and beer. Three things, tequila. Tequila, whiskey, and beer. Wait a minute, one more thing. Sometimes I will have a martini with vodka. So those four things, that's
Rennie,
it.
Rennie, what else? Keep going.
No, that's it. That really is it. And water, because you got to be hydrated.
You have to be hydrated. Yes. Yeah, I'm not a real big cocktail person either.
That's okay.
I like a good margarita. But yeah, the canned cocktails, I've never...
The thing with, so we talked with 1220 and still 630. Mm-hmm. The thing with their cocktails is they're making them approachable to everyone who's not like, I'm not into these expensive, crazy cocktails. It's a more approachable kind of version so that everybody can kind of dip their toe into the canned cocktail business.
Oh, I love that.
You can give that a try. Rennie, though, I do want to kind of call out your wife, Marla, because I was looking through 1220's Instagram feed, and there were a couple basset hounds that looked familiar on there. They shared one of her pictures that she took holding one of their cocktails with the bassets in the background.
Yeah, no, that's what she does now. So our two basset hounds, Winston and Penny, when you take them for a walk, you come back to the house, they like to just lay in the front yard.
That's what they were doing.
And just watch everybody go by. And so she takes a little folding chair out there, puts them on the leash, grabs her canned cocktail, and hangs out with the dogs. I'm asleep at that time, though, so hopefully it's a pretty good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I loved it. I was like, oh, wait, those little dogs look familiar.
They're pretty much famous. They're Insta-famous.
They are Insta-famous.
They've got more followers than I do on Instagram.
That's okay. You just started it.
You're new. They've been around on there longer than you have.
That's true. That's true.
All right. So I want to go through some of the food news that came up this week. A big one for the Grove neighborhood, Grace Meat and Three, is opening a late night concept at their restaurant. This is going to be perfect for the late night crowd. There are lots of people around there that time of night. 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. You can walk up to a window that's going to be outside Grace Meat and Three and get some like fried goodies. Mm. I got a couple things that they have on the menu here. Fried chicken, catfish, shrimp, and tofu. One of the sides, Rennie, I thought you might like this. Mac and cheese. Loaded french fries. And those loaded french fries have beer, cheese, queso.
Oh my gosh.
Bacon and jalapenos.
Okay. Got it right now. That sounds amazing.
But here's a funny thing. So you're saying that's for the late night crowd?
Right.
But actually, on our way into work,
we could stop.
Because we arrive at 2 a.m., we could stop, get some food, have some breakfast, and do the news.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So Rennie usually does payday pizza. So
that's
every
true.
Every Friday that we get paid, Rennie brings in pizza. But now he can go to Grace's and get some loaded french fries for us.
Yeah. Although, perfect. If it has the beer queso, that may not be a good idea.
So it's just flavored like beer? It doesn't actually
like
beer?
Yeah, like when you get a burger with, you know, Guinness cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something like that.
I want to get
like
it loopy for the show.
Doesn't have the same effect.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
Friday. Maybe it's not as fun now. I don't know.
All right. One other thing. Locally, I just want to say a big congratulations to Cruda Bakery in Collinsville, Illinois. Just last weekend, they celebrated 100 years in business.
That's
family
huge.
Owned this whole time. They're in their fourth generation running that shop over there now.
That's unbelievable.
100 years.
When you see things like that, family owned businesses that can last that long, and they're still doing so well.
See, I think a family owned business does so well because they build up a reputation. And then at the same time, they put their heart and soul into it. It becomes a part of the neighborhood. It's special to them to treat the people of this area a certain way. Unlike the chains, they just set up shop, and if it works, it works. If not, we'll move on to the next town.
And that was part of their thing, too, is like, we are part of this community. Mm-hmm. They were working to give back. Even in their event last week where they're celebrating themselves in a way, they were getting money to get a service dog for a veteran in the area.
That's cool. That's
so incredible. They were just giving back even in that 100-year anniversary
celebration.
Right,
they're the fabric of the community.
Yeah,
I love that.
Exactly. Okay, so other things that I saw this week. Ellie, you might be up for this one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Baby Shark cereal.
What?
No.
Baby Shark. So Kingston is still too young to start listening to that song.
Yeah.
I hope that by the time he's old enough to start singing that, that song is phased out.
It'll be long gone.
Or I'll need one of those canned cocktails.
Yeah, maybe two or three. Is Barney still on the air? Because if Barney is still on the air, that's when my kids were little, and they're in their 20s now.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that Baby Shark could be around for quite some time.
I don't know, Rennie. Is Barney still on the air, Dory?
It might be. I'm not sure. I don't know. I have one little cousin, but he doesn't watch Barney.
Okay.
Yeah. So one other thing. Oh, this one I'm really excited about. A new beer flavor that's a big dill.
Oh.
Martin House Brewing Company in Texas is teaming up with a pickle company to brew up Best Made Sour Pickle Beer. Would you guys try this?
Yes.
We talked about this on the air. I think there was a place down in Texas that was coming out with one, too.
That's
I would try it.
It.
I would try it. And, you know, if you like it, you like it. You know, have another. But I think one time around wouldn't be so bad.
The thing is I love beer. I also love pickles.
Me too.
And, you know, embarrassingly, I'll admit that I will sometimes drink some of the pickle juice out of the pickle jar.
I do that too.
Especially when I was pregnant. I mean, it was great. But mixing the two is one of those things where you're kind of like,
I'll give it a try.
But I'll try it.
Yeah,
I'll totally try it.
I love pickles, I love beer, and I love sour beer especially, so I'm in.
Well, I think it's a win.
Totally, yeah.
I think it's like when people came out with the potato chips that were covered in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no way. And then you have one, it's like, I'll have another and another and another. I think it's the mixes of the two different flavors that come together.
It's kind of a surprise
a
in your mouth, and you're like, okay,
I can go for
this.
Just maybe follow it by some gum, because I'm just thinking like, pickle beer breath is probably not the best. If you're, you know, in the market trying to meet somebody. Pop a Tic Tac.
All right. So if you guys are looking for something to do this weekend, I've got a few events happening. For Friday, we've got a vegan pop-up at Earthbound Beer. It goes from 5 to 9:30. It's going to feature all vegan dinner from Seeds Cafe, which I hadn't heard about before. But they're located in the Des Moines neighborhood, just west of Forest Park. They're actually going to be debuting some new dishes. And I saw some pictures of what they're going to have. It looks awesome. They've got vegan nachos, tacos, and these really bright spring rolls. Everything looks so fresh and colorful that you'd probably forget you were even eating vegan, I would think.
Well, you better not tell me I'm eating vegan, because then I'm not going to eat it. I like the real, you know, if I'm going to have something that's supposed to be meat,
guy.
I want
he's
meat.
He's the burger guy over
he's
here.
He's the burger guy.
Yes.
No, I think that's a great concept.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you got to admit, Rennie, vegan is kind of the thing right now. You should try it out.
You used the term kinda, which means not totally.
Well, I'm not there.
If you said totes,
but
the
I will
thing
try.
Now.
I will try all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And that Earthbound Beer place, I've never been yet.
I haven't been yet either.
Chester Lampkin was saying they've got great beer.
Yeah.
And we were talking about them this morning on Tissel. They are hosting / offering $1,000 weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the ones doing
that.
Sunday nights.
Oh, okay. Sunday nights.
That's
you can
really
get married
cool.
For $1,000.
I'm trying to tell my daughter that's the thing to do. Because you know, parents supposed
putting
to pay for the wedding,
there.
So
some vegan
that's
food,
the thing to do.
Some beer.
And that might be the one night I try vegan.
All right. So if that isn't your flavor, Rennie, how about this on Saturday, the Alton Food Truck Festival?
Oh.
Oh, it's going to be at the Liberty Bank Alton Amphitheater from 4 to 8. They're going to have all kinds of food trucks, I think a couple dozen beverages from around the region as well. There's going to be live music. And it's a really good time to get out there to Alton, support that that area after the spring and summer flooding that they saw. They could really use the community support and business really right now. Yeah,
help them bounce back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun. Sounds like a pretty good time. I love going to the food trucks just because it's like going to a very giant sized buffet. Let me try this. Let me try that. You know,
and you don't feel guilty about it. You're like, I'm taking steps between each truck, therefore burning the calories, therefore bring on more food.
But I'm also helping the local economy this way too. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win-win. Saturday and Sunday, the Festival of Nations is going on in Tyrove Park. This is a big deal every year. My mom has been. She loves it. She says it's very colorful, and you just get a really good flavor of all kinds of cultures, not just like St. Louis-type cultures, but like a world view. Food, dancing, crafts. They've got a bunch of little shops that they're going to have set up there. They're expecting 125,000 people at this.
What?
Yeah. So if you guys are worried about parking, they're going to have some shuttles that are going around Tower Grove Park. There's also some off-site lots that you can park in, and the shuttles will take you there, too, all for free.
Okay.
I think this sounds great. It'll be a fun little thing there in Tower Grove.
So is that... They're expected at many of the for the weekend or just in
for
one?
For the weekend, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, if that's just one night.
That's a big event.
You may never get anything to eat.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome,
huge.
Though.
Yeah. And it's probably great for the neighborhood, too. Mm-hmm. You know, let people know about what's happening in Tower Grove.
And that's a good spot for it, too, because there's a lot of cultural restaurants and type businesses over there near Tower Grove and South Grand over there. Okay, so you guys... I got to know the homework that I gave you.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready? Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you study up?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I keep looking at my phone.
All right. Well, I'm going to
Googling what I ate this week.
I'm going to have Allie go first. Allie, what's the best thing you ate this week?
The best thing I ate this week was at the very beginning of the week on Sunday. Okay. I went to a place called Clover and the Bee. Have you heard of it, Dory?
No, I have not.
So it's in Webster Groves. It's owned by the same people who own Olive and Oak.
Oh, they're good.
They opened up Clover and the Bee right next door. Oh. And they have these unbelievable cheesy grits. Mm. Now, normally I'm not a grit person. I don't know what they put in these grits. There's salsa in it and cheese, and then they do eggs on top, and they get like a nice little baked piece of bread. Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable.
That sounds great.
That's the best thing.
That's
I started off my week with the best thing ever.
That's
I
good.
It's
kind of a little southern twist to it, too, the grits and everything else.
How about
you, I've got two things because to me they're kind of tied. So I've been working on a story about Granite City. While I was over there, I had an opportunity to go into the downtown diner, and I ordered the 5D cheeseburger. So the deal with this cheeseburger is the fact that it's two big patties with cheese, but the bun is a glazed donut.
I did see this picture you posted.
Yeah. I post pictures of all my food now. That's the only reason why I go out to eat now is for Instagram. But it was so tasty. You think, I don't know if those two flavors will come together.
Yeah.
They came together very well.
Wow.
And the tots that were on the side,
Yeah, you know
nice
how
finish.
Mad I was at you for not
nice
bringing those
finish.
Tots back to the station.
Now, the other place I hit up with Ryan Henson this week, we went down to Tin Roof down the street here.
Love Tin Roof.
I'm just
going
to have a couple of Budweiser's and a conversation. But, you know, I got to eat something because it's 11:30 in the afternoon and I haven't eaten since 1
a.m. And that's dinner time for you guys.
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
They have these tacos called American tacos.
Mm-hmm. American.
And what I loved about it was a traditional type of taco, but more of a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
But you had ground beef. And people seem to get away from ground beef when it comes to tacos. Every time you go out, it's chicken, it's fish.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it very well. I'll just put it that way. Very well.
Nice. Well, my best thing, my boyfriend and I celebrated our anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Oh.
Thank you. We went to Cinder House. We went all out.
Wow.
Yes.
Cinder House, which is from a restaurant from the James Beard Award-winning chef, Gerard Kraft. It's at the top of the Four Seasons. I had a steak that was so tender and soft, and a side of polenta that was just perfectly creamy. It was delicious. But really, the atmosphere up there, too, is just so chill.
Mm-hmm.
And the view of downtown and the arch is gorgeous.
Totally gorgeous.
Yes. We were like, okay, well, we don't have room for dessert because we stuffed ourselves with an appetizer and steak. We're going to go back. We're going to get drinks. get some dessert, enjoy that rooftop view that they have up there because it is incredible.
I know, you almost want to go right when the sun is setting or something. You know, it's beautiful there. And I went in the one time I went was in the winter. Mm-hmm. I would love to go back now where you can just kind of go outside and have your cocktail.
Yes.
You know?
It is very nice. It's a good spot. There.
I love that pool area with the cabanas and everything else. It kind of reminds me of Miami.
It does
when you're
a little
down
bit.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
In St. Louis. I love it.
Yeah. So I also asked on our Instagram, the Abby Eats St. Louis Instagram feed, what people had this week that they really enjoyed. I had one person say they tried toasted ravioli for the first time at Joni's.
Oh.
Toasted spinach and artichoke. That sounds good. Wow. I would give that a try.
Except toasted for the spinach and the artichoke.
If there's no meat, Rennie wants nothing to do with it. I think we've made that very clear. I would try it, Dory.
I would try it.
Yeah.
Rich told us that he had a French donut from the Donut Drive-In, which is my favorite donut place down there in South City on Chippewa.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite donut place. Yep. Let's see here. Another person said at home they had lamb shank braised in red wine from Soulard Market.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that sound so good?
So good.
And very, like,
they ate this at home? They didn't go out for it?
They had
just cooked
at home.
Wow.
I think I'm going to invite them over for
I think
next
we
week.
Should.
Yeah.
Those at-home chefs.
Good.
Come on over.
And then Jeff, our assignment editor, Jeff, he said he went to Narwhals this week, and he loved it, which is really good. Yeah,
that's
Narwhals
awesome.
Is awesome. Yeah.
I got to try Narwhals because I see the pictures that they post, and they also went to Parkway Central, which is where my kids attended high school. And I'm thinking, okay, one, I could support the Colts, but at the same time, I want to sample some of these things. Like I said, I don't usually drink mixed drinks or slushy drinks or anything like that, but every once in a while, you got to step out of your comfort zone.
I know.
So long as it's not
canned
vegan.
Cocktails for Allie. Yeah. Yeah. So with Narwhals, you can get a little sampler. They're called Flight of the Narwhal. You get three little guys, so you can kind of sample each one. And they're not overly sugary. Mm-hmm. Kind of syrupy cocktail frozen drinks. They make them, it's like natural flavors, and it's just right. It's not overly sweet. Yeah.
I love that.
You're not going to leave there feeling sick.
Yeah, I'm sold. I can almost like taste it right now.
Yeah.
And they have dessert ones too. I guess you're not really into dessert, but they have like some dessert ones too that are really good. A chocolate one.
I would definitely.
You bend my arm, I might try.
All right. Well, I want you all to follow us on Instagram. Join our conversation. You'll get little sneak peeks of what we're working on, some views of what we're doing behind the scenes. It's Abby Eats St. Louis. Also, you can reach out to us on email at podcasts@ksdk.com. Let us know what you're thinking, if you have any ideas, if you want to tell us about the favorite thing you ate this week. And also make sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. It helps us get noticed a little bit more. Rennie and Allie, thank you guys so much for joining me
this week.
Best co-host ever. Don't tell Abby.
No, but she'll find out. She might subscribe to this.
She might subscribe. She might listen. All right. Well, until next time, guys, seize the plate.
Everybody's awesome. Like pickled onions.
What? I'm hungry, Dory.
Me too.
Come on, Dory. Get this podcast going. Is this part of the podcast?
No.
Oh.
Unless it makes the outtakes at the end.
You really can't control him.
No, I can't. Yeah. It's okay.